From WTIP News, this is the North Shore Weekend News Roundup. I'm Jay Anderson, and here are some of the stories we've been following this week. You might be sick of all the snow and the shoveling that comes with it, but there's a silver lining to the white stuff. Northland News Center reminds us the longer the snow sits on the ground, the shorter our wildfire season will be. Ron Stoffel of the Minnesota Interagency Fire Center in Grand Rapids said, quote, "The fire season that we do have will likely be shorter in duration than we thought it might have been even a month ago. Shorter because the season slows when the green-up period for new vegetation begins. That period could come earlier because of all the moisture on the top of the ground." Stoffel went on to say because the snow is heavy and wet, it will mat down the grasses. Another aspect of the wildfire season is the ongoing drought. All the snow helps with that, but not as much as you might think, according to Large Lakes Observatory Director Steve Coleman. He says the actual amount of precipitation is relatively small, and it will largely end up in the lake eventually. Coleman says every foot of snow we get only equals about an inch of rain, so to make a dent in the drought, we'd need a lot more. But as far as wildfires go, the more snow, the more likely we'll have a below-average season. Stoffel says that at this time last year, we already had about 400 wildfires. The nonprofit American Rivers Organization this week called upon President Obama, Congress, and Governor Dayton to block a proposed copper-nickel mine near the South Kowishewe River by Ely. In its statement, American Rivers contends the Boundary Waters Canoe Area Wilderness is threatened by a proposed copper-nickel mine near a popular entry point to the wilderness. Further, they said the mine would threaten a source of drinking water for area residents and visitors. The proposed mine lies within the Superior National Forest just outside the BWCAW. American Rivers spokesperson Jesse Thomas Blate said the mine would produce large quantities of waste rock, sulfuric acid, and a variety of toxic metals. Thomas Blate said, quote, "Polluted runoff from the mine poses a public health concern because of fish and drinking water contamination and threatens the Boundary Waters ecosystem." American Rivers, since 1973, has issued an annual report on what it considers the country's most endangered rivers. Wolf hunting opponents have put off an effort for now to get Minnesota lawmakers to stop wolf trapping. Representative Jason Isaacson on Thursday of this week shelved his amendment to a natural resources bill that would have imposed a 5-year moratorium on wolf trapping, retroactive to when the state's wolves came off the endangered list last year. It would have opened a public comment period before trapping could resume. The amendment also included a 4-year ban on taking wolves in the Boundary Waters Canoe Area. It was deferred without a vote or indication when it would arise again. A Senate committee approved a 5-year wolf and hunting trapping moratorium a month ago, but that proposal has advanced no further. Distracted driving is a leading cause of crashes, and the Northeastern Minnesota Toward Zero Deaths Steering Committee launched a media event to remind local communities to pay attention behind the wheel. The Northeast Minnesota TZD Steering Committee and Driving for Safe Communities Traffic Safety Coalition joined forces with the Proctor High School Destination Imagination Team. As part of the educational events, a car from a fatal distracted driving crash was on display at Proctor High School. The young woman was ejected from the car and killed because she was texting and driving. Other distracted driving awareness events will be held this month at East High School, Denfeld, Floodwood, and Marshall High Schools. Northeast Minnesota law enforcement are highlighting distracted driving during the prom and graduation seasons. In the last 3 years, distracted teen drivers were involved in crashes that resulted in 25 deaths and 4,505 injuries. Driver distraction is a leading crash factor in Minnesota, accounting for about 20% of all crashes annually, resulting in at least 70 deaths and 350 injuries. Iron Range Resources and Rehabilitation Board recently launched a new online building and site locator tool. The tool enables visitors, particularly business leaders and site selectors, to explore the wide range of available buildings and properties in northeastern Minnesota. In addition, visitors can view community profile information such as demographics, labor force, wages, and housing, all available at the region, county, and community level. The site features data on every city and township in the IRRB's service area, all of which are able to add information to the site for free. The new site is at irrrbproperties.com. Officials of Grandma's Marathon in Minnesota say they will examine their security in the wake of the deadly Boston Marathon explosions. In a statement, Grandma's said that the safety of its runners, volunteers, and spectators has always been the race's main priority. The annual Grandma's Marathon is held along the north shore of Lake Superior, ending in Duluth. This year's Grandma's is scheduled for June 22nd and has a limit of 10,000 runners. You've been listening to the North Shore Weekend News Wrap-Up. To hear more from the WTIP News team and to check out the full versions of our stories, visit us at WTIP.org. For North Shore Community Radio, I'm Jay Anderson, wishing you a great weekend.